Next patient is Ernestine Alexander. That's E-A-R-N-E-S-T-I-N-E Alexander, 6-9-29. Today is 11-9-2024. This is a 95-year-old woman, bedbound on hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia, was seen emergently today because of bouts of change in mental status, period. And the paragraph patient was found confused, obtunded, and unresponsive. She never stops breathing. She never loses her pulse. She doesn't have any diaphoresis. And she slowly recovers. She does not lose bowel and bladder control. She's normally wears a diaper anyway, and she's incontinent of bowel and bladder, but there's no evidence of seizure and or acute loss of bladder at the time of these symptoms, period. New paragraph. Her other issues include weight loss, ADL dependency, hypertension. Patient has had numerous hospitalizations, CT scans, and has been in and out of the hospital in the past for multiple strokes and TIAs, period. And the paragraph, patient currently is not on aspirin. Review of the end of the record indicates that patient has never had any issues with gastritis and or bleeding ulcer, period. And the paragraph, the symptom, after examining the patient, I feel like the symptoms are consistent with either petit mal seizure and or TIAs. I lean toward TIA. I would like to start it on 81 milligram aspirin a day per medical director and be a copy of this evaluation, as well as Depakote 500 milligram twice a day to control possible seizures. Since she's had multiple strokes, she's at a high risk of having seizures as well, period. The patient also has had numerous hospitalizations because of urinary ER visit because of urinary tract infection, history of falls, and worsening Alzheimer dementia associated with weight loss, decreased appetite, protein, calorie malnutrition, and overall debility. Thank you.